This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. For all the videos of that incident in McKinney a week and a half ago, none showed the perspective of Eric Casebolt. That's the officer who resigned after slamming a teenage girl to the ground. Now there are efforts to put body cameras on officers throughout Texas. State Senator Royce West wants to make body cameras part of the uniform for patrol officers. Here he is on Fox 4 after a McKinney protest last week.
Had there not been some video footage of exactly what happened, you'd have had a he said, she said situation right between the officers and the students here.
The Dallas Democrat wrote a bill Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign to help police departments pay for body cameras. In McKinney, officers in schools, on bikes, motorcycles, and horses wear them. The first 200 Dallas police officers will be outfitted by the end of June. Fort Worth already has 600 body cams and wants all 800 patrol officers to have one.
I don't know a chief that wouldn't like to deploy cameras throughout his entire patrol force.
Tim Dees is a former police officer and tech columnist for PoliceOne.com.
Everybody agrees this is great technology, and even 99% of the cops, they're looking at it, says, you know, I know the job that I'm doing, and I know I'm doing it right, and, you know, and to have another witness there, they think that would be great.
Dees says the big stumbling block is cost. There's the initial investment, which can be a few hundred dollars a camera, then the big annual bill for storing all that video. Dallas expects to pay $825,000 for 1,000 cameras, storage and maintenance for 5 years, almost $3 million. So why do it?
It's an additional piece of evidence for when something happens.
Howard Wasserman is a professor at FIU College of Law in Miami. He says camera footage from a routine traffic stop gone wrong could help clear an officer or civilian after the fact.
The other thought is that it may have a deterrent effect on both officers and members of the public. Everybody's going to behave themselves a little bit better, knowing that they're being recorded.
This idea took off after a small study in Rialto, California, showed complaints against police officers dropped drastically after they wore cameras. Most experts agree that more research on this deterrent effect needs to be done. And Wasserman doubts the McKinney officer would have acted any differently had he been wearing a camera, because these days,
the officers almost have to go on the presumption that when you wade into a crowd of people, somebody's going to be recording it with their smartphone.
And yet, we still have officers behaving badly. Former police officer Tim Dees agrees that cameras have their limits. Just look at McKinney.
A body cam simply wouldn't have recorded much that was useful in terms of why did that officer pull his sidearm? Because the action that caused that officer to draw his gun was going on behind him.
Camera or no camera, there's always room for interpretation. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.